I for sure learned something new, but I'm just amazed over and over again how revolutionary of a process you guys are putting people through. I mean, it just, I have not seen anything else like this. I haven't seen anything else that's this affordable, and I haven't seen another program that has the potential to help so many people.
Welcome to the Lyme Voice Network. We are chronic illness warriors, caretakers, and advocates who are overcoming illness in all of its many forms. We created this show to inspire, educate, and encourage you on your path to wellness. We're here to help you put the puzzle pieces of healing into place. Join us and our network of Lyme warriors as we discuss how fighting is a mindset, healing consists of choices, and living is the outcome.
Wishing your doctors could communicate and come up with a cohesive plan specific to your medical needs and genetics? At Invita Medical Center, they offer a team-style approach, giving you the opportunity to heal. In addition to a commitment of providing radical love and care for their patients, they are strategically located in sunny Arizona because Arizona offers the best integrative medical laws in the country. Call today to speak with one of their patient care coordinators. You can find them online at Invita.com.
Lyme Voice thanks Invita Medical for the continued support. Please reach them at 1-866-830-4576. Hey, Lyme Voice listeners. We love bringing these episodes to you every week. If you would like to help us and support us, there's several ways you can do that. Those are all listed at LymeVoice.com. And if you look there, there's ways you can donate even as little as $1. Any would be appreciated to help continue to get the message out, to help fight, heal, and live. Thanks again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Lyme Voice. I am here with Dr. Douglas Wine of the Lyme Laser Centers. And before I introduce him, let me just tell you guys, Dr. Wine and I have spent multiple hours on the phone. I have interviewed patients of his. I have spoken with people who have gone through his program over the last couple of months. And I am so excited to bring you guys this information because it is what the Lyme Laser Centers are doing, in my mind, is blowing my mind as far as affordability, as far as convenience. They have multiple locations across the United States. And the way that they are practicing is just very different than what I'm seeing. And I always tell people in coaching calls and through Facebook and Instagram, people are healing in a wide variety of ways. They really, truly are. But sometimes when you're spending years trying to just find a protocol and a physician who gets you, you get lost in that. And so for whatever my experience is worth, as having had Lyme two different times, chronic neurological Lyme, gone through massive treatment, I have a kid who is going to need to continually go through treatment, and plus the hundreds of hours I spent talking to Lyme patients over the last 5 years through the podcast. However you guys want to quantify that in your mind, I am blown away by what the Lyme Laser Centers are doing for people. And so I'm so, so happy that we get to be here with Dr. Doug Wine, founder of Lyme Laser Centers.
Thank you, Sarah. That's very kind words. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's all true. I just love the fact that I found your center. I love the fact that you guys have multiple locations around the country. And like I told you beforehand, I've already referred coaching clients to you guys because it's such a practical, it's not a practical program. It makes sense to me, even though it is revolutionary to what I have experienced as a patient so far. So go ahead and start by giving us an overview of what you guys are doing and how it's so different.
So people probably want to know who I am first. I graduated, got my first doctorate degree in 1979. Ironically, I graduated on a Thursday and I moved to Switzerland on Saturday. Literally, I was a doctor for 2 days and moved to Switzerland. I went to Switzerland because Switzerland is where, if you know anything about natural healing or herbs, plants, anything, you go to Switzerland. It's just the number one place in the world as far as health is concerned. So I wanted to go there. I wanted to learn more. I really wanted to dive into it. I thought I was going to be there for a few years. I ended up spending 20 years plus in Europe. I got another four doctorate degrees while I lived over there. I'm a researcher. I have over 30 different certifications in everything from nutrition, homeopathy, phytotherapy, the whole way up to biophysics. So I've really surrounded myself with a lot of good people, and I'm probably more proud of that than anything else. Taking in good information from good people, researchers and scientists, and then being able to put it together. That's kind of what I did. I was able to take all this information, put it together, and come up with something. Now, the reason being is because in the mid-80s, while I was still living in Europe, I contracted Lyme disease. I spent the better part of 20 years. Now, in 1985, nobody knew anything about Lyme disease. I mean, there's not much information out there that's valid right now. But back there in 1985 is a whole other ballgame. So I exhausted every opportunity, every doctor, every scientist, every researcher that I knew, and gathered all the information. And when I was done with that, after 20 years and pretty much failing for 20 years to help other people and myself with Lyme disease, I just finally sat down and said, okay, I gathered as much information from others as I can. I've got to start doing something on my own. The fact, again, that I was so well connected with so many people, when I started doing my own research, I started just stumbling across things that didn't make sense that people were telling us. One of the first doctors I ever, a colleague of mine, doctor that I went to, was in Zurich, Switzerland. And he had told me that he didn't know anything about Lyme disease, but here's what he did know. He was the number one specialist for syphilis, which, as we know, syphilis and Lyme are the closest thing to syphilis is Lyme. The closest thing to Lyme is syphilis.
Yeah.
So I went, I searched out the closest thing I could. So I go to the Dr. Devies was his name at the time. Well, he's dead, unfortunately, now. I go to him. He says, look, here's the only thing that you can do. At that time, I said to him, what can I do? What should I do? He goes, here's what I can tell you. You have to do everything you can to keep your immune system intact because that's the only chance that you have. So the number one thing I'm going to tell you is don't do antibiotics. And I'm like, well, this is coming from a medical doctor. This is coming from a researcher, a syphilis doctor, and he's telling me that. And I said, so give me more information. And we, of course, he became a very close friend of mine, and he really guided me towards figuring a lot of this stuff out. So fast forward to 20 years later, doing my own research, here's what we found out. We found out that the Lyme spirochete and everything that everybody that you've heard and everybody that has heard this is valid. The fact that antibiotics can kill the Lyme bacteria. So the Lyme is a bacterium, all right? It's in a shape, so they call it a spirochete, all right? And so we know this about the Lyme disease. It's also unique in a few special ways, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the most important thing is that this thing produces its own protection. So when we started doing some research on my own, I took everything from antibiotics and down through the whole natural world. First of all, the medical world, the natural world. And then even crazy stuff like apple cider vinegar, fresh lemon juice, everything between apple cider vinegar and antibiotics kill the bacteria pretty much on time. So I'm doing this research and I'm saying, okay, well, all these people that are saying these things it's valid. Everything. I mean, there's even a couple of years ago, they said that stevia could kill the Lyme spirochete. Oh, so stevia, all that. They're absolutely correct. It can. Here's the one thing that they can't do, though. This Lyme spirochete is unique in the fact that it can produce its own protection called a mucopolysaccharide biofilm. So the research that I had done after that was to take all of the same exact things, the same antibiotics, the same steroids, all the same medical approach, all the natural things, the herbs, the plants, everything that everybody made a claim, the stevia, the apple cider, it took all of those things again and took the biofilms and did the same exact experiments and found out that none of those things could deteriorate. None of them could even put a dent in the biofilm. So the logic is this. This Lyme spirochete can spit out a biofilm. It's very similar to that of a spider that spits out a web. There's a big misconception about biofilm that it's something that's a covering or a coating around each bacterium. That's not how it works. This Lyme spirochete, like I said, similar to that of a spider, will spit out its web, spin its web, and then it leaves it and waits for something to fly into it, and then it goes and has dinner, lunch, or breakfast, whatever it is. So the Lyme spirochete manufactures this biofilm, and then it leaves it. So it acts as a sort of a concrete bunker, if you will, as a protective thing that it makes and then leaves it, and it goes and does what it's interested in, which is only one thing. The Lyme spirochete is only interested in one thing, and that's food and food only. So it goes and looks for food. So it eats, literally starts eating away the body from the inside out. So when it gets frightened, by any of these things that we talked about earlier, anything from antibiotics down to apple cider vinegar, any of those things frighten the Lyme spirochete. The Lyme spirochete makes a U-turn and goes back and hides underneath its biofilm. Now, this biofilm is, again, very, very much misunderstood. It's called a mucopolysaccharide biofilm. Mucopolysaccharide basically means it's made of sugar, right? So don't misunderstand what I mean by a sugar. So let me explain to the people that are – so I'm going to apologize ahead of time to all my colleagues, the biophysicists out there and the biologists and chemists that I'm going to give a very, very layman's explanation of sugars here because 99% of the people watching this podcast are not biologists.
Right. And I love this example of how the biofilm
– So the biofilm is made of sugar. But people would say, okay, it's made of sugar. Well, sugar's not difficult to dissolve. I can just put some water in it and dissolve. I mean, so sugars are not made like sugars are categorized by the how many carbon molecules are in it. Okay? So again, to make this simple, I've just come up with the explanation that this is how it works. So we'll talk about a simple sugar first. Simple sugar would be the sugars that you would know, like a one carbon sugar is the natural sugars that are found in fruits and vegetables. So if I was sitting in front of my desk right now, if I took some fruit juice or vegetable juice and squeezed it here, and I came back tomorrow, there would still be juice on the table. We call a one carbon sugar, which is the most natural form of sugar, we call that a soft sugar. It stays soft. Okay. Then you go to the next step. You're just going to go up the chain. You go to a two carbon sugar. A two carbon sugar you would know as honey, maple syrup, sugar in the raw. Things of that nature. If you took honey or maple syrup, and this has happened to all of you listening, you put the honey jar in the cupboard and you go to pick it up a couple of days later and it's stuck. So the point is, if I put maple syrup or honey here on my table and I came back a day or two later, it would be significantly harder and stickier. So step up from a one carbon to a two carbon sugar is significant in the hardness and the stickiness. Up to a three carbon sugar. Three carbon sugar is white refined domino poison. Okay? You can take that stuff and mix it and make it into rock candy, hard candy, coatings and things like that as hard as this desk. So the point I'm trying to get across is this. Every time you add a carbon molecule to a sugar chain, okay, it literally gets significantly stickier and harder. The Lyme biofilm, Lyme spirochete spits out this biofilm, okay? It is known to be between, research has shown that it's between an 8 and a 16 carbon sugar. It is literally harder than steel.
Wow.
So the thing is, and here's the kicker. Like a spider, I go back to spider because it really puts things in perspective. Have you ever seen a spider spin a web? Or you walk out your door, last night you walk into the house and you walk out in the morning and there's a whole entire web spun. Spider can spit out a web and spin it rather quickly. The Lyme spirochete can produce an entire biofilm in 72 hours.
Wow.
So here's the issue. The medical profession says that antibiotics can deteriorate the biofilm, and the health world says that herbs and plants and certain things can deteriorate the biofilm. Here's the problem. They're so hard, 8 to 16 carbon sugar. They're so hard that the quickness, how fast that they can deteriorate the biofilm, is not quicker than how fast the Lyme spirochete can manufacture it. So you never get ahead of it. So you say, well, so hold it. You yourself, you did antibiotics.
Yeah.
And probably 90% of the people listening here did antibiotics and you felt better. But here's why you felt better. Because Lyme spirochete got frightened. So it went and hid underneath its biofilm. Once it hides underneath that biofilm, nothing that we're talking about can deteriorate that biofilm faster than the Lyme spirochete can manufacture more of it. So it can't eliminate it. Can't do it. So once that biofilm is established and that Lyme spirochete goes and hides underneath it, you feel better because when it's underneath there, the other thing that's unique about the Lyme spirochete is it can change forms.
Right.
It can change. You know, L form. It goes from spirochetal form to L form to cis form and back and forth. So the form that it does, what it does when it goes underneath that biofilm, it goes into the cis form, which we could call the hibernation form. When it's in that form and underneath the biofilm, it doesn't do you any damage. So you feel better. Hmm. Here's the problem, though. Guess what it does while it's under there? It can reproduce.
Yeah.
So 10 go in, could be 100, could be 1,000, could be 10,000 come back out. When does it come back out? And Sarah, you and I have had this conversation. It always happens from an event. There's only two ways that the Lyme spirochete, once it goes into hiding, there's two things that will happen to make it come back out and start to do damage again. Number one is what we call an event, which basically means you have an emotional something, you have a physical something, you start taking drugs or you start taking something. Whenever you have an event and this bacterium, this Lyme bacterium has a unique ability to recognize that the defense systems and the immune systems of the body are diminished.
Yeah.
And it comes, and that's when it comes about in play. People are taking antibiotics, especially long term. And they say, I'm fine. As long as I'm taking the antibiotics, I'm fine. But boy, I stopped. And 3 weeks later, it hit me like a lead balloon again. And that's the reason why, because it recognized now that it's the interference or the danger is gone. So it comes back out in play. So it always is caused, like I said, from two things. The first is an event. And I can see the head shaking now. There's probably 50 to 75% of you are saying, oh, I know exactly what my event was. The other way is sheer numbers. The spirochete can reproduce rather quickly. Let me put numbers in perspective. People, when they get reintroduced to the Lyme spirochete, you have Lyme, and you either get bit by a tick or a mosquito, or you can get there's some Lyme gets transferred to you again, and the symptoms start right away. It's almost virtually impossible for that secondary bite, if you will, or that introduction to actually cause any symptoms. Here's the reason why. When the Lyme spirochete gets transferred, it only gets transferred between 200 to 2200 bacterium at a time. Now let me.
Yeah. Explain that more.
Okay. Have you ever taken a probiotic? Sure you have.
Right.
How many billion microbes were in your probiotic? They make probiotics now with upwards of 50 billion microbes. Now, these microbes are good gut bacteria. That's what a probiotic is. It's good gut bacteria. So the Lyme spirochete is a bacterium. It's the same size. So when you have 50 billion, you can put 50 billion microbes, probiotic, in a capsule that big. It's not even a big capsule, right? You can put 50 billion microbes in there. So since the Lyme spirochete is the same size, when you have 50 billion spirochetes in you, it's not enough to do you damage. You have to have trillions. You have to be infested with them to get the symptoms that people have from disease. So when you first get introduced and you only get 2,200 max, how's that going to damage anything? So what happens is when you get introduced again, the immune system, it's an event. Your immune system, defense systems are lowered. the existing bugs that are in there come out. So there's so many people that are that have Lyme disease that don't know it. And they get bit by a tick, or they get introduced, because it's not the tick, as you know. The tick, there's a lot of other ways now that you can contract Lyme disease. In fact, there's about 1% of them have never seen a tick nor live anywhere where a tick exists. So how is Lyme transmitted over these years? You know, there's we have a lot of information out to show. There's a lot of different ways it can happen. So when you get introduced again, if you start having symptoms right away, the chance of you having Lyme before that event is
enormous. Wow. Huh.
Now, so there's the key to Lyme disease is eliminating the biofilm, and eliminating it faster than the Lyme spirochete can manufacture. So in 2008, I had some things that happened to me when some of my research, and it dawned on me, just, you know, it's one of those revelations that comes to you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been doing a lot of this stuff wrong, not wrong, but if that wasn't the key. I started with the biofilm from 2008 to 2012. It took me 4 years to be able to figure out, think about this. I had to figure out how to be able to deteriorate this steel, hardened steel biofilm in a host without hurting the host.
Right.
So there was the research. It took me 4 years to figure that out. Once I figured that out, which I did, once I figured that out, and since 2012, I've been treating Lyme patients. My results have been spectacular. I'm not trying to kill the Lyme bacterium. That gets eliminated all by itself once you get rid of its protection. So the key to Lyme disease is getting rid of its protection, which is that mucopolysaccharide biofilm. So that's what I figured out. Since 2012, we're now, for those who watch podcasts, you never know the date, right? So it's September 2020. I've created the Lyme Laser Protocol, which is 100% natural, by the way. We do not use any antibiotics. We use nothing that is detrimental to the human body. I figured out how to do this 100% naturally. So there's zero not side effects. There's zero downtime. It's literally just, and you do it in 12 weeks.
I know that fact is blowing my mind.
So, yeah, I mean, believe it or not, I probably shouldn't be selling this. I can actually do it faster, but you don't want to do it faster, because when you're breaking up that biofilm, it is so toxic, and you're killing these bacteria that are so toxic. So, and we're also doing some other things to try and get the body healthy at the same time. So a lot of people have an enormous amount of heavy metals and other poisoning, if you will. So you have to break this biofilm up very slowly. Well, slowly, which we consider 12 weeks to be extremely quick. But I could do it quicker, but we do take our time and do it over 12 weeks. So during the first 12 weeks, people come into our location twice a week, and we're able to eliminate the majority, if you will, of the biofilms. Then we have another 6 months of coming into only twice a month, and we eliminate the rest of the biofilms, and then we work on the second part of what we have to do, which is body regeneration, which enthralled you. The last time we talked, you were like, you heard the whole body regeneration part of how this works.
Well, one of the things you said to me is, we were talking about gut health, and you said, I love when patients come to me with gut health issues. And my jaw like dropped onto the ground because I have been in this game a long time, and I've never heard a physician say that.
Well, so be careful. Now, I'm not happy when people come in with any problems, but if they come in, let me substantiate what we're telling, so people understand. The body regenerates all the time. So let's just take somebody that's watching this right now. Let's just say you're 39. That's the old Jack Benny number, right? You're always 39 years old. So if you're 39 years old, so everybody that's out there, whatever age you are, you're watching this, you would make the assumption that all of your major organs, glands, tissues, muscles, bones, that everything is the same age as what you are. If you're 39, you'd say, I'm 39. Now, some people will say, oh, yeah, but the 9 months that I was in the womb, so I'm 39 and maybe 9 months. Or people that are sick will say, oh, no, my body is older than that. The bottom line is this. If you're healthy, for all of those people that are perfectly healthy, I'm not talking about symptom-free. Being healthy has nothing to do with lack of symptoms. We've been taught by the medical profession to judge your health on lack of symptoms. So when you don't have any, you're assuming that you're perfect health. Mm. So that doesn't exist. It doesn't work that way. Perfect health is this. When your body regenerates at its proper cadence, that means that you're perfectly healthy. So your heart, for example, is brand new. Everybody watching this thing, if you're healthy, your heart is brand new every 120 days. You do not have one heart cell today that you had 4 months ago. That's why we eat food and we have regenerative properties and the body regenerates. Your liver is brand new every 60 days. Your pancreas is brand new every 30 days. So people come into us all the time and saying, well, Lyme has devastated me. I've got brain fog. I've got chronic fatigue. I've got gut problems. I've got joint issues. I've got so many things. How are you going to fix these things? They said, well, the body regenerates. You don't have to worry about that. What you have to do is you have to take away the interference. Lyme is one of the most serious, the worst bacteria you can have in your body. So it's eating you away. You have to get rid of that. That's an interference. You also have to get rid of some other interferences, which we help people with. And once you get rid of those interferences and we get your body back to total regeneration again, your tissues will just regenerate. They all do. You just have to take away the interference. So the body needs no help. Hmm. It just needs no interference. So the second part of what we have to do is once we get rid of the Lyme spirochete, we start working on that right away. The second part is we also start to do the right things to get the people into a state of body regeneration again. Now, that's a whole process. It's easy for me to say this, but it's difficult, and there's a lot of biophysics, if you will, behind this to show and make it happen. So you have to make sure you don't put bad things in. You have to make sure you do the right things and have the right properties. Second part of what we do, literally, 25% of what we do is to eliminate the biofilm, hence get rid of the Lyme spirochete. But the other 75% of what we do is to help the body start to get its regenerative systems back in order so your tissues can get back in. So when your tissues are healthy and they're regenerating at their proper cadence, they're also producing all of their chemicals at their perfect levels. So people that have the reason I like digestive people that come in with digestion, they come in, I sit down, I do the assessment with them. And their number one issues are digestion. I sit back and say, this is beautiful because the digestive system is one of the fastest regenerating systems. So it regenerates so fast. Within that 12 weeks, the first 12 weeks that we're working on those biofilms, their digestive system is already healed. So these people, now the people that come in with joint pains. So over the years, I've cloned the phrase that all body regeneration is in between B and B. It works like this. The more liquid the body substance, the faster it regenerates. The more dense the body substance, the longer it takes to regenerate. The most liquid part of the body begins with a B, is your blood. The plasma of the blood is literally brand new every 24 to 48 hours. You can go give a pint of blood.
Wow. Which,
all right, all of you that have given a pint of blood, they literally take 20% of your blood out. Yeah, just under that. It's a pint of blood. You only have 7 pints, so you're taking 18% of your blood out. You don't even blink an eye. They have you stand up after 2 or 3 minutes, say, are you lightheaded? Everything is good. And they say, yeah, okay, you're on your way. Go ahead. Well, if I asked you for 20% of your arm right now, you wouldn't give that to me. I said, would you give me 20% of your blood? How does that work? It works through these regenerative properties. So the fastest regenerating system in the human body is your plasma of your blood. The other one, the most dense part of the human body begins with a B, which is your bone, okay? So that can take anywhere between 3 to 5 years. A small bone person like yourself would be 3 years. A bigger bone person like myself would take longer 5 years. So everything in the human body regenerates in between B and B. So all you have to do is allow for that regeneration to happen, and you will start to get healthy. That's the vital part of what we do. None of that matters, though, if you can't get rid of the Lyme spirochete, if you can't get rid of those interferences. And you can't get rid of the Lyme spirochete until you address the biofilm. And in order to address the biofilm, that you have to be able to figure out, like I did, you have to figure out how to be able to deteriorate that solid, steel-hardened biofilm inside of a body without doing the body anymore. So.
Right, which yes. Sounds like an impossible task.
Four years of hard research and development and yeah, but it obviously is possible.
You know how right.
That all of these things that I've been doing are 100% valid. So we have all the documentation and proof that what we do actually works. So
wow.
We do.
Well, and another thing that I really like about your approach is that you are not reliant on testing. So explain explain that logic.
Well, what are you going to tell me? All I need to know is if you have Lyme. First of all, I don't want to get into the diagnostics because people come to me all the time. I've got Bartonella. I've got Babesia. I've got Mycoplasma. I've got Toxoplasmosis. I've got all these different things. And I sit there and roll my eyes and say, okay, what would you like to do? But so they're the consequences. They go along with the Lyme disease. They're not the problem. The problem is these things, your body's immune system is so taxed right now, and your body's is not strong enough to fight anything off. So it allows for all of these other co-infections to exist and manifest. So once we get rid of the origin of the problem and we get the immune system back up, all of these things are taken care of. They're gone. I've never treated one person. I got to be careful what I say here because I don't want to misinterpret people when they come in and say, well, I have Bartonella and I've got Babesia. I've got to get rid of that. That's what's giving me my symptoms. Well, that's what's giving you your symptoms. But I don't want to treat your symptoms. Treating symptoms is a Band-Aid. By going after treatments and trying to treat, that's what you're all been doing. And listen, you're all watching this podcast because what you're doing didn't work. Or right. You might feel better, but deep down inside, you know it's not gone. You know you still got something in there. So you have to go after the root cause. If I get rid of the worst bacteria, what's going to happen to the lesser worst bacteria? They're a lot easier to get rid of. So you go after the worst. I get rid of that. As far as the parasites, protozoa, viruses, once you go for the worst one, the easier is the lighter ones and the less worse ones, if you will, are much easier eliminated. So we go after the worst. The lesser ones are much easier to get rid of. It's all kind of an automatic, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. So explain how you actually break down the biofilm with the lasers.
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Because I have been trying to wrap my brain around it. And again, you and I have talked so many times, and I've even explained it to other people, but it's so revolutionary that I feel like I'm still struggling to wrap my brain around it, and I can't wait to see it. So
I don't want to give away the farm.
For nearly two decades, Invita Medical Center has been leading the way with the latest in personalized treatment options designed for patients dealing with Lyme disease complex. At Invita Medical Center, they offer a team-style approach and the latest technology regarding treatment and testing at an unmatched, radical love and care environment for their patients. Call to speak to one of the patient care coordinators today to learn why hundreds of patients choose Invita Medical Center each year. You can find them online at Invita.com.
And I can't wait to see it. So
I don't want to give away the farm.
Right.
So I can't give a lot of details. Now, and there's so many doctors and physicians, scientists that come into us, and I get to talk with all of them, and I tell them I just can't give you all of the information. We have the documentation, we have the proof, and the reason I can't is because this: what we do is all natural. There's no side effects. There's no antibiotics. We use my system, and I figured it out. But since it's natural and there's no chemicals involved, you cannot patent anything that is naturally derived on Earth.
Right.
You can't monopolize it. You can't patent it. So if I tell everybody my secrets, everybody's going to start doing it. So what I can tell you is this. I figured out how to be able to deteriorate that biofilm faster than the Lyme spirochete can do it. I use a combination. It's not just lasers. People say, oh, well, hold it. These biofilms are all over the body. Yes, they're everywhere from head to toe. They're in every part of your body. The Lyme spirochete can bore into bone. So this is everywhere. Like I said, you have to have trillions of them in there to start to manifest the symptoms. So all of you that are having symptoms, you're loaded. Right? The biofilms are everywhere. So we don't actually take a laser and put it at every spot of your body and deteriorate the biofilm. That's not how it works. There's a system that I was able to figure out and put together that is a combination of several different things. And that combination, and it is so detailed and so specific I mean, we're talking just lasers alone. So the lasers enhance. So lasers don't kill anything. They don't deteriorate anything. Lasers enhance. So I had to figure out how to use the lasers to enhance certain things that can deteriorate the biofilm. That's right. But lasers have so many dynamics in them, and you have to have them down. So, for example, there's 10,000 frequencies known for that you can use for lasers.
Wow.
10,000. You have to get within you have to be within 3 points, if you will, of that 10,000 in order for a laser to actually work.
Whoa.
Search that you have. So if I want to say this frequency of let's just say 528. 528 is a frequency that I would use for something. Okay. If I'm somewhere between 525 and 530, that frequency will work. Right? But there's 10,000 frequencies. You have to get it that close. Right? So you also have to correct what's called nanometers. The lasers are measured by the nanometers. Nanometers go from 0 to 1200. So you have to have the exact nanometer, and nanometers are measured. So I'll give you an example. A lot of people find this interesting. Nanometers mean this. Lasers are light. Literally just the same. Lasers are an exact copy of the light that we absorb from the sun. The nanometer that humans absorb from the sun, we only absorb one nanometer. It's 632.8. That's it. That's what keeps us alive.
Hmm.
Right? Now, you take all other living things, they absorb a nanometer or two, and you have to know what they are. And so you take a plant. Plants are in a certain realm. Humans are in a certain realm, so the 600s. Animals are in a different realm, so they all have their different nanometers that they absorb. So you have to, be able to get that laser, whatever you want to use it for, you have to get it to that exact same nanometer first. Then you have to have the frequencies, you have to have the joules, you have to have the millivolts, the milliwatts, you have to have all these different dynamics that match exactly what you want. So that's the hardest thing of lasers. So we use the lasers, and people will come in. We use four different sets of lasers, and one of the sets is for deuterium biofilm, and the other ones are the lasers that we use to help get that body regeneration systems back in order. So all of the dynamics of the lasers have to be very, very specific. And again, that's my forte. That's what I've been able to do. We have those lasers dialed in to absolute perfection. It's one of the keys to our.
Yeah, when you had first told me, I assumed lasers would kill something. And you said, no, lasers don't kill, they enhance.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about you said earlier that you don't rely on testing, which is such a huge issue in this realm, in this community. The testing is so expensive. Each clinic requires their own testing. And you don't play by those rules. You also have like a set of questions that you base some of your treatment protocols on is how people answer these 600 plus questions for you.
So we call that the Lyme assessment. You're right, over 630 questions, every one of them having to do with Lyme disease or what Lyme has beat up in you. What I need to know is what system in your body got beat up. So for you, example, was it your digestive system? Is it your joints? Is it your brain fog? Is it your chronic fatigue? Well, what systems? Is it your endocrine system, your digestive system, your respiratory system, your circulatory system, your musculature? What system has gotten beat up? And I need to know that percentage. So this assessment is one of our major tools for me to be able to correspond and give you the exact protocol that's matching. So I have 211 protocols. So they're matched up. Well, I started off with one, and of course, then the next person came in and it was like, oh, well, I can't give you this. This would be better for you. And then I had a second protocol. I now have 211 protocols. So one of those 211 protocols are going to match you perfectly, but it's matched up to what's going on in your body. So an example, somebody will come in and I'll ask a question like, how about the outer third of your eyebrows?
I'm pointing to mine right now.
I wasn't referring to you.
I know.
But But the women that are out there, the endocrine system gets beat up tremendously, if you will, from Lyme disease. Your endocrine system means it beats up certain glands, the thyroid being one of them. If you start to lose a third of your outer eyebrows, that's a thyroid problem. So I'll ask the question, are you losing a third of your eyebrows? Yes or no? You say, yes, I know we got a thyroid issue. Then I go to the next one and I want to know if you have adrenal burnout. I want to, your endocrine system is your gland. So your hypothalamus, your pituitary, your pineal, your thyroid, your adrenals, et cetera, et cetera. So these are all of the things that I need to know. So if that endocrine is beat up, system is beat up, I've got to do the things to help repair it. If your digestive system is beat up, I got to do the things to get that done. If they're both beat up, I got to do both of them. So I don't care what your blood tests tell me. I don't care if you have Babesia or Bartonella. What the Babesia and Bartonella have done is I can get rid of them. It's not actually not difficult for us to do it. We're the first ones to figure out how to do that. But once we get rid of that, now I still have to get your body regenerated, because the bottom line is everything we've talked about so far, Sarah, the biofilm and how it's what it's made of and the carbon and all of this stuff. Not one person listening to this gives a hoot about that at all. They don't care. That's what they care about. Can you get me feeling better? Can you get my brain fog gone? Can you give me my life back? My life's in the toilet. Lyme does that. It's eating me away. I've got major problems. Can you just fix my symptoms? That's all people care about. So when they come in, I need to figure out what that is more than anything. I don't care what's done it. You want to call it Bartonella or Babesia? Go ahead. You can label yourself with all these. And then what happens is these other clinics, once they label that, then they put a treatment together for that. Well, that's not the problem. The problem is you got Lyme disease. Let's get rid of the spirochete. Once we get rid of that, and now we get your immune system and all your systems working again, and your body starts to regenerate, you get healthy again. That's what healthy is. Health has nothing to do with taking drugs. There's not one human that's ever been on the planet that has put a chemical in their body and gotten healthier. Oxymoron, can't happen. So you can't – antibiotic in Latin means against life. Really? So it doesn't know which life it's going to kill.
Holy moly.
Anti against biotic, biogenome.
Huh.
By life. Doesn't know. So you did not get healthier by taking those antibiotics. If we could get the same results, which we can. If I offer anybody that walks into my office and I say, look, I could achieve the same exact thing, even if antibiotics could do what they claim they can do, or they could do what get rid of the biofilm. I said, you have your choice here. I can do it with these natural things, or I can do it with antibiotics. Which one would you take? I would assume that 99.9% of the people would say, here's the side effects that come along with this. Here's the no side effects that come along with this one. They both cost the same, or even if they don't, whatever. But which one do you want? So if you can do it naturally, why wouldn't you do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
So. I love your face, by the way. You just you've got this blank stare. I don't know. Can the podcast, can everybody see both of us?
They can see both of us.
They can see both of us. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you're like, oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, because every time I talk to you, I learn something. I've been so fascinated by our conversations. I feel like what you're doing is so revolutionary. And even like the dozens of doctors I would go to and say, here's what I'm dealing with. And, you know, a lot of times, when you're still stuck in the Western medicine, they're not even looking at you as a whole person. They're sending you to all these different specialists, none of whom are saying the same thing, none of whom are actually trained on how to get you healthy. Like they're just prescribing and so every aspect of what I see you guys doing, even your big Lyme questionnaire, it's so different than what you're going to get anywhere else, because you're asking the questions versus me giving out the information saying like, please help me on some level. Please believe me that all these symptoms really are controlling my life. And you guys are giving people back their lives without the damage, without the massive expense. So let's talk about your program, where your locations are.
Yeah, you can't get healthy. You can't be healthy and sick at the same time. You can't. So the objective of everybody is to get healthier. Every time you put a chemical in your body, you create what we call a sympathetic response, and that does not allow for body regeneration. So when you're giving, like you said, when you're giving somebody the treatments that exist out there, none of them are geared towards getting the person healthy. It physiologically cannot happen. I mean, I can prove it. I can pull up my Gaitman's physiology. I can pull out all my medical books and everything and prove. And it's written out there that when you create this response in the body, you cannot have this one. So you cannot give somebody an antibiotic and expect them to get healthier. I'm not picking on doctors. Don't get me wrong. I love doctors. They're all my best friends. They're all doctors. But you have to understand, and you have to understand physics and biophysics. You can't expect somebody to get healthier if you're deteriorating their body with certain things. It doesn't work that way. That's not physiology. It's not how it works. So you have to be able to – I'm just so happy that I was able to, again, be surrounded by incredible intelligent people and like biophysicists, and I don't need to know names, but these people that really gave me the guidance that I needed to be able to put this program together. And we can do it without hurting the body, and we can get the body regenerated. It gives us the results that we have. Because again, everybody, listen, that's all you care about. You don't care about the biofilm and the bugs. It's just Bartonella. You don't care. Put a label on me. Put it on my back. Put a target here. It doesn't matter. But treating symptoms does not work for Lyme. You have to get to the root cause. So you want to get to the root cause, here's how it works. We've got 8 locations throughout the United States. We're starting to grow. If there's any really good doctors out there that are listening to him, please contact us. We're trying to grow. We're looking for good, healthy, health-interested doctors. I don't care what kind of doctor you are, whether you're a chiropractor, a naturopath, or whether you're a medical doctor or a surgeon. It doesn't matter. I love all you guys. Let's just get people healthy. I have a solution that works. Help me out. We've got 8 locations. All of them are in the eastern United States for right now. We have Bangor, Maine. We have Wolfboro, which is in the Lakes region of New Hampshire. We have Londonderry, New Hampshire. Our next location is us. Our headquarters is just outside of Boston. We're in a town called Andover, which is outside of downtown Boston. The next one we go down, we're in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Then we have Baltimore, Maryland, Memphis, Tennessee, and then Kansas City. So there are clinics for now. We're growing. We also have a couple other things in the pipeline that we're working on, as you know. So as of now, which is in September, that's what we have open. We're growing. So here's, I guess, what you want to know is, in the Lyme world, we're extremely cheap.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Let's talk about this.
Cheap is not the word, of course, because I can tell you right now, everything we do is so incredibly sophisticated, so scientifically backed, proven. It took me an enormous amount of time, energy, effort, money to figure this out. I had Lyme. When you don't get Lyme till you get Lyme. I know how devastating it is. I know how long it took me, almost 30 years till I figured it out. And then I was able to clean myself up and all my family and friends. So, we're reasonable. So the every location has a little bit of a different price range, simply because if you're downtown Westchester, Pennsylvania, which is a very, very high rent rate, if you will, in Boston, very high rent. It's a lot different than Bangor, Maine, for example, which is, you know, a low rent area. So but there's Lyme disease everywhere. So the pricing, no matter where you go, it's still under $10,000. At all the locations, and that includes all 9 months of your treatment. It also includes your supplements, includes a ton of things. I mean, we hate the nickel and diming. You come in, you pay us our fee, we take care of you for the 9 months, and we get you
healthy again. So that is the part that I just absolutely love. On your website, it says a protocol that has everything you need, nothing you don't. Comprehensive protocol. Technologically advanced therapies and no antibiotics or invasive treatments for under $10,000. that's revolutionary in this industry. Off the charts. That's why I've been so excited to talk to you and bring this to people, because I mean, that's the number one barrier to adequate treatment right now in America. Is we're in a for-profit medical system and we are living under big pharma as far as how we treat medicine. And chronic illness is the pandemic of our era. It's, you know, we had AIDS back in the 80s. My grandma had polio before that. Lyme and chronic illness, which, you know, I don't know the percentage of the number of people who have a chronic illness. I know a large percentage of those have an underlying bacterial infection just from my own experience. But it's just amazing what you guys are doing and keeping it affordable for people. And I know that I know your heart in this thing. We've talked about it. You want as many people to walk through that door as possible.
I'd rather do 10 people at $10,000 than one person at $100,000.
Yeah.
Why? We have something here. Why would we not want to help people? Now, there's a lot of people who are saying, oh my gosh, $10,000 is a lot. Trust me. What you get for what we do, we're literally giving this away. So to speak. I mean, it's not given away, but the bottom line is, our results are spectacular. So every year we go through and pull every person, we document, we test to get a testimonial from every person, and we ask them how much better they are. So this past year, which was 2019, our results were at 91%, 91.7%. We literally, the people that are coming in to us, when they leave, they're 91% better. Of course, you have those that are 100 and you have those that are 80. We consider anybody that comes in and we only get them 50% better, we consider that a failure.
Wow.
So how many people out there are shaking their head right now and saying, you give me 50% better, I'll be happy.
Oh, yeah. We've said it on air. Like, you can live a good life at 50% when you've been in bed for X number of years. You're like, oh, 50%? Here we go.
Yeah, no kidding. So, and to us, I mean, that's like, you know, that's not a good result for us.
The other thing I want you guys all to hear is one of the things that Invita does when people go through Invita is they hand you a notebook of here's when to take your supplements, here's the supplements you should be taking, and they provide a pathway and a day-by-day process, which for me was so rewarding and so just to be at a place where I didn't have to plan everything out because I had been advocating for myself for so many years. And you guys do the exact same thing for people. And every day they just follow the instructions and they don't have to piecemeal it together from all over the place.
Well, again, I've been doing this now for, a dozen years plus, but 40 years plus. We have it down so that it's, we give you everything. We give you food lists. We tell you what to eat. We give you a day sheet for every day. Tells you what to take, when to take it, with what, et cetera. We give you, we give you a 44 pages front and back of recipes. We give you what's called calorie matching, which is something that I created years and years ago, which is absolutely vital for people that they have to understand.
Did you say calorie matching?
It's called calorie matching.
Okay.
That's my own. It's my own. It's physiology again. Okay. It's how the body works. So we take all of, we basically take the 40 years of my education and research into, put it into a binder and hand it to you. You get your laser settings. Tells you exactly where to, bottom line is it's an inch binder that has everything that you need. And not only everything you need for the Lyme protocol, but it's also an incredible guide for the rest of your life of what you can and cannot, when you should and shouldn't do for Lyme disease. It can be a real great. You'll love this. I don't think we had. Here's one of the things that is unbelievable to me that self-acclaimed Lyme doctors and Lyme clinics and people that they tell people. They said, stop feeding the bugs. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Constantly. Stop feeding them. Yeah, constantly. They all do that.
Go keto.
It's one of the worst things you can do when you have Lyme disease is to stop feeding the bug.
So explain that.
You have the Lyme spirochete. 45 minutes ago, I had said Lyme spirochete is only interested in one thing, right? And that one thing is food. It's only interested in food. The largest source of food for the Lyme spirochete in the human body is your gut flora. So it goes there and starts eating it away. It accomplishes several things by doing that. First of all, it's a smorgasbord of food. It has an enormous amount of food. So it goes down there. Oh, I have all I can eat. Okay. Second thing, it can reproduce. The third thing is, if it eats away that flora, 75% all the absorption of your food and 75% of your immune system is derived from that gut flora. So by eating that away, it eats away its adversary as far as food. So now everything that the host eats goes to feeding the spirochete instead of the gut bacteria. And when you've eliminated 75% of the immune system, there's less danger for the Lyme spirochete. So it's accomplished all of these things by eating away the gut flora. Now it's sitting in your gut. Okay. So it's not anywhere else yet. Right. Mm-hmm. It's as long as you keep feeding it, it's going to stay there. It's like your husband. You keep feeding your husband. He's not going anywhere. Okay. If you stop feeding him, he's going to go look for food elsewhere. Okay. You keep feeding the bugs. They're going to stay here. If you stop feeding them, all right, and you stay, okay, I'm going to stop sugars. I'm going to stop carbs. And the Lyme, so again, self-acclaimed Lyme literate doctor says, or clinic says, stop feeding the bugs, stop feeding the bugs. Well, guess what happens when you stop feeding the bugs? They're going to go look for another source of food. Now, this Lyme spirochete can jump into your blood, can jump into lymphatics, into all bodily fluids, and it can go all over the body. It's going to go look for another source of food. Do you happen to know where the second largest source of food is for the Lyme spirochete and what it is? Most people don't know this. You want to take a guess?
Yeah, I think it's the brain.
So it's not the brain itself. It's something called the myelin sheath. The myelin sheath is every neuron in your brain, every nerve in your body is coated by a coating that's called the myelin sheath. That myelin sheath, it's like an electrical cord. Right now I've got an electrical cord running to my laptop here, and there's two wires in there for the electricity to run. But if I took that rubber off of there and those two wires got close to each other, they would arc and the laptop would shut down and it would blow the circuit and we'd have problems, right?
Yeah.
The human body, the nerve system, creates energy that transmits our neural impulses. That energy is measured in millivolts because millivolts is energy. So you have to have a coating around it. No neuron in the human body touches another neuron. They all stay separated by this myelin sheath. So the myelin sheath is made of cholesterol. Cholesterol is fat. Fat tastes good. The Lyme spirochete is going to go look for another good source of food. It goes right to the myelin sheath, the largest source in your brain. And how many people have brain fog and some kind of neurological involvement? I have never seen a Lyme patient that does not have some kind of neurological involvement because they have sheer numbers. They're going to look for food. But if you stop feeding them, I would rather feed them and feed them. Keep eating your sugars. Those of you that have Lyme disease, keep eating sugars. Keep eating carbs. Feed those bugs. Keep them in your gut so they stay here. You don't want them going up here and eating away that myelin sheath. You're going to lose brain cells. You can't afford that. So one of the worst things you could ever do is tell a Lyme patient to stop feeding the bugs. Stop eating carbs. Stop eating sugar. Don't do that. And how many times have you heard that? There's so many things that are the guidance in the Lyme world is so bad. Lyme is not an ordinary disease. It's so different. You cannot treat it the same. You cannot treat it, you have to treat it differently. You have to look at it differently. And you can't do what you normally do and I'm talking whether you're in the medical world or the health world, you can't do those things the way you would normally do for a different disease, a different sickness, a different malady. You can't do that. Lyme disease is different. You have to know these things. And again, I cringe every time people come into me and they say, oh, you know, I stopped eating sugar and carbs 2 years ago. I said, how you doing? Oh my gosh, it's gotten so much worse. The system. It's incredible.
Wow. Wow.
How much more time do we have?
We're about at the end.
There's so much more information that that I have, only because I've been involved in this for 40 years. And I've looked at it from a different eye, if you will, not just treating, not just trying to give antibiotics, not just trying to do these things. I've looked at it completely differently, and I've come up with a lot of logical things, just the one like we just got done telling. Don't stop feeding the bugs. There's so much information out there that we have, that we offer, and we give this to all of our clients. They come in, we sit them down, we literally spend hours with them explaining what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you can do, what you can't do, what helps you, what hurts you. These are the things. We literally take pride in doing that. My staff is spectacular. I mean, all of the doctors, they've all been trained by me personally, every one of them. So every location, we make sure that they come up, they have to spend a week with me. And we literally talk for hours and hours and hours. When they leave, they're just completely, their brain is much, not from Lyme disease, from me talking too much. But they at least have information, and we give them binders and binders of all of my information so that they're versed and they can help as many Lyme patients as we can.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for being here with us. And you have given me so many hours of your time, and I'm just thankful that I have found you and that we are able to bring this information out to the internet world. And I just love what you guys are doing, and I really have appreciated your time and your enthusiasm and your knowledge. And just, I feel like every time we talk, I for sure learn something new, but I'm just amazed over and over again how revolutionary of a process you guys are putting people through. I mean, it just, I have not seen anything else like this. I haven't seen anything else that's this affordable, and I haven't seen another program that has the potential to help so many people within a reasonable budget of getting your life back. And so thank you for all that you're doing.
I thank you. It's been fun. I mean, I'm sure we'll be talking again real soon.
Right.
But look us up, Lyme Laser. Tell everybody to look us up, and our clinics are there to answer any questions you have. We want to help. We want to help. We know what it's like. By the way, one more last thing.
Yeah.
Everybody that worked for me has had Lyme disease and has done the protocol. Every person.
Interesting.
Yeah, you don't get Lyme until you get Lyme. So when you call our clinics, these are people that have been through it. They know what you're going through. They're passionate. They understand, and they've all agreed also to do this for under $10,000. So that's part of the deal. Yeah, they all kind of. The one question that I do, our newest location is in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and the doctor there just keeps asking. He goes, "Well, can I charge more money?" Yeah, you stay under 10 grand. So we want to help people. We have a great solution. Our results are good. We don't hurt anybody. The worst case scenario that you could ever have is there's nothing bad can happen with what we do. Yeah. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. And I can't thank you enough for chatting with me and letting me give some of this information to some people. And I look forward to helping.
Awesome. Thanks for being here.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Hi, guys. I want to let you know about a book I wrote called Little Bite, Big Trouble. And I'm going to read a review that recently came in. This is from Carolyn, and she says, "Thank you so much for writing your book. It has become the means by which I have explained Lyme to my 4-year-olds. They asked for it to be read as a bedtime story over and over again, and love that the mama birdie does yoga and juicing like their mommy. I can't thank you enough for writing this book. It has helped my family so much. You can find it today at Amazon.com, Little Bite, Big Trouble."
Disease is contrary to life. Therefore, wherever disease exists, life must also fight to exist.
Good job fighting, Lyme fighters. Keep it up. We'll see you next time.
Lyme Voice contains general information about medical conditions and treatments. The information is not advice and should not be treated as such. Okay, Lincoln?
Okay.
The medical information on Lyme Voice is provided as is without any representations, warranties, expressed or implied, okay?
Okay.
Lyme Voice makes no representations or warranties in relation to the medical information on this podcast. You must not rely on the information on this podcast as an alternative to medical advice from your doctor or other professional health care provider. If you have any specific questions about your medical matter, you should consult your doctor or other professional health care provider. And for you, you consult your parents, okay?
Okay.
If you think you may be suffering from any medical condition, you should seek immediate medical attention. You should never delay seeking medical advice, disregard medical advice, or discontinue medical treatment because of information on this podcast. Got it, Lincoln?
Got it.